We're going to turn our attention now to the Munster Championship, and Kerry booked their place in the Munster final. Their opening match in the this year's Championship saw them demolish Tipperary by 20 points to 5 in First Stour Stadium on Saturday there for Radio Kerry Sport. Commentating was Tim Moynihan. Tim, good morning to you. Was there anything learned out of this by us, by Kerry, or even by Tipperary?
It's difficult to say, Jerry. You know, speaking to Jack post-match, he was saying, look, he was trying different things during the game, and I suppose maybe, with all due respect to Tipperary, it gave him the luxury of trying out these things. I suppose the big thing is we've conceded goals during the league. It didn't happen on Saturday evening. So, you know, I'm sure he looked at different phases of the game where he wanted to be. He looked at individuals, how they played, collectively how they played, and look, he was quite happy. Jerry, these were two teams on different journeys, and even that post-match interview with David Power, he was saying, look, they were gearing towards the Tailteann Cup because they knew their fate anyway. Kerry, you know, are trying to retain the Sam Maguire, and you know, that's the big difference in this. But it just looks again at the provincial championship, you know, especially in both Leinster and Munster, Jerry. I don't know what can be done.
Yeah.
It needs major surgery, but look, it was a no-win situation for Tipperary. But look, as far as Jack and Kerry were concerned, you move on to Munster final and you'll be looking now at the group stages.
Do you think you would have preferred the sort of examination that Galway got from Roscommon yesterday? Put to the pin of their collar in the first section of the second half and had to negotiate their way out of it and fight their way out of it, which they did.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, and that's how you build, you answer questions that are thrown to you. But, Jerry, this is happening with a nice few years now in Munster. This wasn't any shock that to be all one-way traffic. You know, Clare beat Cork, we meet Clare, and brilliant work done by Colin Collins and his management team, and I'm sure he'll be coming to the Gaelic grounds with a way to try and stamp their own mark in it. But look, I think it's, you know, there's such a void between maybe the top four or five and other teams, and I think we're all at this stage, Jerry, with all due respect to the Munster Championship, the Munster final, we're all looking forward to the group stage, because we know now both Kerry and Clare will be there, and they'll be, I'm sure, well, whoever wins the Munster final will be seeded as the number one team, you know.
Yeah. You mentioned major surgery there, but aren't we already getting that? And is this the year that we're perhaps maybe learning that your provincial championships, they don't mean as much anymore, do they, with the way things are set up?
Yeah, and now you could say otherwise when you look at you know, Galway marching through Connacht and Ulster. Any team could come out in any other year and win it. But look, you look at the Leinster. Look at the hockey in yesterday. Laois got from Dublin.
Yeah,
you know, did that do Laois any good? It didn't. Did it do Dublin any good? It just makes them believe that we are serious contenders for the All-Ireland, and they'll sweep through Leinster, and no different through Kerry, through Munster. But look, we knew that with a few years, Jerry. It's just, I think, you know, we're going back to our knockout days that, you know, when Kerry were winning, we just loved the Munster final in Páirc Uí Chaoimh or Fitzgerald Stadium. But the game has changed, Jerry. The game is semi-professional now. There's such a void. Some teams are going way ahead of the posse, and we're looking at a different game in a different era.
Yeah.
And I think it's showing up now big time.
Tim, the questions about where the game will be played. I think Clare have called for it to be played in Cusick Park in Ennis. Will it be the Gaelic grounds, though?
It has to be the Gaelic grounds, Jerry, because there's no, I don't, to the best of my knowledge, there's no home and away agreement between Clare and Kerry. And I know, I suppose, a lot of people there, the neutrals and Clare themselves, for the good of football, we've always found it tough in Innes. They've ran us to 4 or 5 points in different years. But, you know, this is a ruthless business, championship. And I couldn't see Jack O'Connor and his management team forfeiting, you know, the Gaelic grounds to go to Innes. You know, this is a ruthless business. It's championship, and no corners given or taken, Jerry. So I think it will be on the Gaelic grounds. It's fixed for the Gaelic grounds, to the best of my knowledge.
Yeah, we had Stephen O'Brien and Brian Beaglaith coming back for their, I suppose, seasonal vows. Both of them came on to this game. There's going to be some competition for places, Tim, finally.
Yeah, and you know, Jack made a big statement, you know, we did the press conference on Monday night, Jerry, and he was saying to him at this stage, compared to last year, he feels he's a stronger panel. And you can see those guys coming back. Great to see, as you said, Stephen O'Brien and Mike Breen there, you know, togged out the last day. And the good thing, and I suppose we learn as we go along, maybe going back 10 years ago, I don't know, would Jack O'Connor allow players play in the county league? So it was lovely to go. I covered a game yesterday between Stax and Stranraer and Cairns O'Rahilly's up in Stranraer even, and it was great to see Greg Horn and Dylan Casey, you know, talking out with Austin.
Killian Spillane played for Temple Noah, played a key role in their draw with Beaufort. He played on Saturday night.
Jack is keeping guys on their toes by doing that. Before going back 10 years or 15 years, they were wrapped in cotton wool, and you know, clubs giving out that they haven't the availability of their county players. So Jack is keep, and that'd tell you then that, you know, they have an eye on the big feature, and everybody, it is so professional, Jerry, it's absolutely frightening. I've seen such a change in the makeup and the approach by managers, management team in the last number of years, and Kerry are one of those outfits, Jerry, and the panel is getting stronger and better, Jerry, and that's the way we want it. And like I say, we look forward to almost the final, giving all the respect in the world to Clare, and then we can look forward to the group stages. But, you know, that's the way it is designed and structured at the moment.
And we'll see how it goes. Tim, listen, thanks for giving us time this morning.
Yep. We have a game. Sorry for interrupting you, Jerry, again. Tonight, of course.
Big game tonight. Cork, Kerry, Munster final under 20s.
Yeah, and I tell you, when these guys, if they were only playing marbles with each other, you want to get one over on your neighbours. Kerry weren't as impressive as we thought they would be in the first round. I'm sure Tomás O'Shea, Seamus Mine, and all the management team, you know, have spoken to these guys, and it'll be a different level tonight. And I would be hoping that, I know it's down in their own backyard, but I'm hoping that Kerry will get over. Obviously, we've full life commentary on Radio Kerry as well.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant. Something definitely to look forward to. That's from 7:30 in Páirc Uí Chaoimh this evening. Full live commentary of that. That's Tim Moynihan there. And lots more coverage and lots more reaction to the weekend sporting action on Terrace Talk from 6 this evening with Donal Barry. Tune in for that. Kerry going well against Kildare in the McDonagh Cup at the weekend as well.